Renton Faithful is my name. Almost 41 years as a funeral director in Bama, in my own business, and have done for the last 26 years. Now, I've watched adverse effects through patients as well who have, it's very obvious they've died within 2 weeks of receiving the vaccination. And a lot of them almost appear to die of anaphylaxis. You know, it's almost a reaction straight away to the person to die same day, the following day after receiving the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, this isn't a one-off case. This is the majority of cases that have come through our facility. One family only has said, yes, I'd like to take it further. So we tried to get the coroner involved. The doctor had signed off the certificate as to cause of death. He had insisted that his father not be vaccinated. And his sister, who was a registered nurse, said, Dad, you need to get vaccinated. So he conceded, took the vaccine. 4 days later, he was dead.
And are you able to kind of quantify, you know, how many of your clients that you were seeing, you know, had died reasonably recently after a vaccination?
It's an interesting question, Matt. When I started counting in the August of last year, it was one after the other, after the other, after the other. And when I got to 20, it was 19 who had died within 2 weeks. So carrying on from 20, so the first 20 deaths, I counted 19 of them. So it's 95%. The next number, it was 100% of the people who died had been vaccinated within two. So it depends when the booster has come out, the first and the second vaccine has come out, and then the booster, it'll go in a wave. So we get 100%, and then it'll drop to 90%. So I've gathered the statistics, 95% of the people who have passed away through the work that I've done has been vaccinated within 2 weeks.
Okay. Have you seen many where the death certificate is just unequivocal, you know, cause of death, COVID-19?
No,